You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. In most Central Valley communities, there's only one electric and gas utility. For most of the Valley, it's Pacific Gas and Electric. If you're in the Southeast region, you might have Southern California Edison. And unless you have solar panels to offset some of the cost, you have no control over the rates set. Over the last few months, the city of Fresno has been considering an alternative to PG&E called Community Choice Aggregate Energy, or CCA. FM89's Laura Satsui has been looking into the program and is here to tell us what local lawmakers are considering. To start, Laura, what is community choice aggregation?
Yeah, so community choice aggregation, or CCA, is a way for a community to have more of a say in where their energy comes from and what they pay for it. In 2002, the state passed Assembly Bill 117, which laid out the steps to create a CCA, how it might be regulated, and how it will work with the local investor-owned utility, like PG&E, if you happen to live in Fresno. And if a municipality wants to adopt a CCA, it can either do so independently as a city or a county, or maybe in a joint powers authority, so with multiple cities. But it has to have information sessions, a study to assess feasibility in a community, things like that, before even a city council will vote on whether they want to adopt it. And then once a city council or maybe a board of supervisors decides, yes, we would like to adopt a CCA, then it can start setting rates, for example, that they would like to have 50% of their energy or 25% of their energy to come from renewable sources. And then that board, that governing board, can also decide how much to charge. So a city could set a rate different from the investor-owned utility, and then in theory could also potentially generate some revenue for the city or county.
Interesting. So where is Fresno in the process of adopting a CCA?
Right now, Fresno's in the early exploration phase, looking at what a CCA here might even look like. The council has had a few workshops. They've allocated some money to fund what's called a technical study, which would give everyone a better idea of the feasibility. I spoke to Fresno City Council member Luis Chavez. He's really leading the effort on that whole exploration phase. And he told me if they adopt it, he sees two specific benefits.
Let's set up a program, you know, for a CCA that we can actually offer discounted rates for low-income residents and then also for small businesses. And then the other piece is the workforce development piece, where we can actually have, you know, the construction of the solar industry here in the Central Valley. We know that it works because we have companies from outside that come and buy our energy, and then pass that savings on to the consumer, which are residents that you know, live in my district and across the city and the Central Valley.
So he just mentioned developing the solar industry. Do CCAs typically focus on renewable energy?
So far, that's been the case. I mean, it's really up to the community, the municipality that is adopting it. Chavez told me he went up to Sonoma County, where their energy is aggregated by a joint powers authority called Sonoma Clean Power. And one of its resources is solar energy from a solar farm in the Central Valley. So his thinking is, you know, what if we adopt a CCA? We can choose to make some percentage of that energy come from renewables. And then that could potentially spur more solar farm development and then be good for growing the economy.
Well, I'm sure most listeners would ask the question, how would this change the cost of energy for me?
Yeah, right. That is the question. And the hope from CCA advocates is that the city or governing authority would charge less than PG&E or Southern California Edison, because they'd be setting rates regarding the generation of power. So maybe making deals in how much they pay to buy power from this agency or that agency. But a CCA would not change how residents pay their bills. It'll still be through PG&E, since that's the company, at least in Fresno, that operates the transmission and distribution of power. But the line item on your bill that says generation, that's what it says now at least, would change to say something like community choice energy. I spoke to Destiny Martinez with the Climate Center. She's been advocating for CCA in the Central Valley, and she mentioned that other communities have seen success in lowering residential utility rates.
They have their own revenues now that they can reinvest locally for community-tailored programs. One example would be Sonoma Clean Power. They're one of the oldest, most established community choice energy agencies. And what they've done with their revenues is they've actually created EV rebate programs to help get more EVs on the road.
She also explained that they've used some of the money to add more infrastructure to the city, like charging stations. And so she, in her mind, that agency has really maximized their environmental impact.
So what would this cost a city like Fresno?
That's not clear yet. Before they make any decisions, I mentioned the city has to commission that technical study to really investigate, you know, the nuts and bolts of this. And that won't come out for another 6 months, but then we'll have some more answers. I want to note, too, that Fresno's not the only city considering this in the Central Valley. The city of Hanford is already on its way to adopting CCA. It's working with a joint powers authority called California Choice, or CalChoice, to help them implement it. The Hanford Sentinel reported that the startup costs for Hanford, at least, would be about $500,000. But they're hoping to raise about $10 million in surplus and reserves after running CCA for 5 years.
Wow, $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So what about customers who just don't want to participate?
Well, that state bill I mentioned earlier, AB 117, that lays out the rules for adopting community choice aggregate, it said that communities that do it have to make CCA the primary energy provider in that community. So residents can opt out, though. I do want to point out that PG&E has been raising its rates year after year, and they'll go up actually about $10.50 a month for the average resident at least next year. And council member Luis Chavez is ultimately hoping CCA is a cheaper option for residents. So he's saying, you know, it should be something that people want to be a part of. But if the city chooses to adopt CCA, it probably won't have rates all that much lower than PG&E's, at least for the first year or so. But again, we're pretty far out from seeing a decision on this. As I mentioned, that technical study won't be finished for at least 6 months. And most council members I spoke to, aside from Chavez, just haven't made their mind up yet about it. We just don't know what a Fresno CCA will look like yet.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing more. Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome.